Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we left off in Ezekiel chapter 8 and verse 13. If you are able to follow along in your Bible, you can open it to Ezekiel and put a marker in chapter 8 today at verse 14. I will be reading from there in a moment. First, this reminder. Our main point is that God is jealous. And in this chapter, he reveals to Ezekiel the evil and idolatrous ways of his people, including the spiritual leaders in God's temple in Jerusalem. Idolatry, that is the worship of idols. Idols are false gods. They're fake, figments of men's and women's imaginations. The one true God will not put up with this. He is patient, and he is willing to forgive, but when his people are unrepentant, then he brings judgment. This is what he is speaking with the prophet about. And if you have read Ezekiel previously, then you know there is a lot of drama in here. The Lord commands his servant to act out certain parables or stories in order to capture the attention of the Israelites. So, for example, last time we read about Ezekiel digging through a wall, and we read about this idol of jealousy that God revealed. The idol represents that which has provoked God's jealousy. That vivid imagery continues in today's reading. The Lord has been showing Ezekiel a series of what God calls abominations. An abomination is something that God loathes or hates because it is offensive to him and his character. And God keeps saying, "Yet you will see still greater abominations which they are committing." So let's complete the story, picking up at verse 14. This is Ezekiel 8, beginning in verse 14. Then the Lord brought me, Ezekiel, to the entrance of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, women were sitting there weeping for Tammuz. He said to me, "Do you see this, son of man? Yet you will see still greater abominations than these." Now let me briefly interrupt to say that Tammuz was one of the gods worshipped in Babylon. The Israelite women at the temple are weeping for Tammuz. That's hardcore idolatry. Verse 16 now. Then he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the entrance to the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they were prostrating themselves eastward toward the sun. He said to me, "Do you see this, son of man? Is it too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they have committed here, that they have filled the land with violence and provoked me repeatedly? For behold, they are putting the twig to their nose. Therefore, I indeed will deal in wrath. My eye will have no pity, nor will I spare. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet I will not listen to them." The inner court was the most sacred place in the temple. Only the priests could enter. Inside there, 25 men were worshiping the sun, S-U-N. I agree with commentators who say these 25 represented the 24 orders of the priests plus the high priest. The 24 plus 1 equals 25. The Lord's response is this: "Do you see this, son of man? Is it too light a thing for the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they have committed here, that they have filled the land with violence and provoked me repeatedly? For behold, they are putting the twig to their nose." The meaning of putting the twig to their nose is hard to ascertain, but the Greek Old Testament translates it as mocking God. These sun worshippers are making a mockery of God. This all explains the idol of jealousy. And one cannot hear this, read this, and come away with any other serious conclusion. God will jealously protect his name and his honor and glory by judging idolatrous Israel. He says, I indeed will deal in wrath. I find this chapter in Ezekiel fascinating and reflective of the creativity of God in sending a clear and strong message to his people then and now. Take note, God is jealous, and his jealousy is on display here. Let's continue to solidify this in our minds and hearts. It may seem to you that we have already looked at the Ten Commandments in this series. We have certainly alluded to them, especially when we read the story of Moses breaking the original tablets. Now let me read the text for you from Exodus chapter 20. I will read verses 1 through 5a, the beginning of verse 5. Then God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or on the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Notice, if you would, the emphasis in these commandments on jealousy. I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. This statement follows the command to have no other gods before God, to not make for ourselves idols, and to never worship anything or anyone other than the God who spoke these commandments to us. And yes, these commands still apply because each one of these is reiterated in the New Testament. Let me ask you, when you hear this read, and or when you have read this for yourself, how do you imagine God speaking? Maybe I can put it this way. What motivates God to give such commands? Here is how I answer my own question. I believe God is our Father, and as our Heavenly Father, He loves us. And out of His love, He wants to protect His relationship with us. God is jealous of the relationship He has with His sons and daughters. He knows of Himself that He alone wants to be worshipped. And He knows that worship of false gods is unacceptable to Him. We do not know this about God unless He reveals this to us. And so He uses this passage and repeats it again in Deuteronomy 5 to say, This is for your good. It is good that you worship only me. It is for your good that you have no other gods, that you make no idols, and that you do not serve them. The Lord is telling us that idolatry is very bad for us because it ruins our intimate relationship with Him. Idols always get in the way of a growing, developing, and maturing relationship with the living God. Let me say that again. Idols always get in the way of a growing, developing, and maturing relationship with the living God. That's why Satan is eager for us to create and bow down to false gods. He specializes in making fake deities and fooling buyers into think they're genuine gods at the marketplace of religion. The devil knows what we so often forget or fail to see. When we worship anyone or anything other than God, our faith is at stake. So our Father gets way ahead of us and gives us these 10 commandments. When we step back and think about it, we should be extraordinarily glad that God is jealous. Why? Because His jealousy is Him fighting for us. His jealousy is Him wooing us and loving us. enveloping us in a tight, strong, and never-ending grip. His jealousy is him fending off that which is bad for us, defending us from what wars against our souls, and his jealousy is him being who we expect God to be, our only God. Well, that is how I read these commands. And sure enough, consider the rest of the Bible. Read what happens to God's people when they turn to idolatry, like we just did in Ezekiel chapter 8. And consider your own life. What happens when you turn to idolatry? I can tell you what happens to me when I do. My relationship with my Heavenly Father is set back. I feel the interference of sin, the sin of glorifying that which is not God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. What's damaging our relationships with God? Idolatry is. So let's be glad God is jealous, jealous for our love, affection, commitment, and our loyalty. I want to use the remainder of our time to pray for us. I hope you will join me in prayer. Father God, the one true and living God, you are the one and only. Thank you for being jealous. Thank you for these commandments, which if we will obey, will keep us from idolatry, which in turn will keep us from your holy and justified judgment. Lord, please remove idolatry from our hearts. Cleanse idolatry from your church. May we, the people of God, be faithful and loyal to you and you alone. Protect us from being like the spiritual leaders in the temple in Ezekiel's day. Teach us to repent and receive your forgiveness. Apply these texts to each of us today. Convict us. In your matchless name, amen. Join us next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.